Denver millionaireess Margaret Molly Brown, who became known afterwards as the unsinkable Molly Brown due to her efforts in helping other passengers while the ship sank. On the night of Sunday, 14th of April 1912, the temperature had dropped to near freezing and the ocean was calm. The moon was not visible as it was 2 days before a new moon and the sky was clear. Captain Smith, in response to iceberg warnings received via wireless over the preceding few days, had drawn up a new course, which took the ship slightly further southward. Second officer on the ship was Commander Lightoller. He remembers near perfect weather.
It was as smooth as the proverbial mill pond. Not a breath of wind, and the sea like a sheet of glass. In any other circumstances, those conditions would have been ideal. But anyone with experience of ice at sea knows that those very conditions, and a moonless night, only render the detection of icebergs all the more difficult, and calls for additional alertness on the part of both officers and men. Speaking for myself, I knew only too well that there were chances.